In this bulletin, new COVID-19 restrictions as Victoria struggles to contain rising virus cases. Donald Trump suggests the November presidential election should be postponed. And in sport, Swiss prosecutors launch legal action against the FIFA president. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New COVID-19 restrictions come into force today as Victoria struggles to contain community outbreaks. People in a series of regional areas will not be allowed to visit others or have visitors in their home. And from Monday the 3rd of August, all people living in regional Victoria will have to wear a face mask when leaving their homes. The number of people losing their lives to the virus in Victoria continues to grow, with another 13 deaths. 10 of those were linked to the outbreaks in aged care homes. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the record numbers are caused by the virus spreading in aged care settings and by people going to work when they should be self-isolating at home.
The key point here is that too many people are still going to work when they have symptoms. Too many people are going to work, even some, when they have a positive test result. And for so long as that continues, then we will continue to see numbers go up.
In New South Wales, another three venues have been added to the list of pubs, clubs and restaurants attended by people with coronavirus. From tomorrow, hygiene marshals will be required at all New South Wales gyms to ensure equipment is cleaned properly and social distancing takes place. Meanwhile, in Adelaide, researchers are training dogs to detect COVID-19 in humans. The University of Adelaide is participating in an international study which aims to deploy the dogs within months. Researchers say the animals could be used to screen hospital staff or travellers at airports in a low-cost and reliable way. Dr. Annelise Chaber says there's evidence that dogs can detect the virus in human sweat.
We know that the dogs are able to detect sweat from a COVID-19 patient, and we know that they're actually able to detect sweat from COVID-19 patients if they are symptomatic or even if they don't show any symptoms. So that's actually a very good result.
To the United States, and President Donald Trump has raised the prospect of delaying the November election, saying increased postal voting could lead to fraud. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump says the election could be postponed until Americans could vote properly, securely, and safely. He claims postal voting would make November polls the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history and a great embarrassment to the United States of America. Under the Constitution, Mr. Trump does not have the power to delay the election. Any delay would need the approval of Congress. Globally, the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating as total infections surpassed 17 million cases. The World Health Organization says the world will have to learn to live with COVID-19. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said young people must realize they could become infected and die from the virus.
Evidence suggested that spikes of cases in some countries are being driven in part by younger people letting down their guard during the Northern Hemisphere summer. We have said it before, and we will say it again, young people are not invincible.
In sport, prosecutors in Switzerland have launched legal action against FIFA president Gianni Infantino. It's over an alleged secret meeting he held with Swiss Attorney General Michael Lauber. Last week, Lauber offered to resign after a court found he had covered up the meeting and lied to supervisors during an investigation by his office into corruption involving FIFA. Both men have denied any wrongdoing. And back home, former Socceroos captain Mark Milligan is returning to the A-League. The 34-year-old was released from League One club Southend United last month and now will join new team Macarthur FC on a one-year deal with a plan of moving into coaching. Socceroos goalkeeper Adam Federici has signed a two-year deal with the club. Federici joins the Bulls after two seasons with Stoke City. This will be his first season in the A-League. And now a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Darwin and Canberra. A shower or two in Perth. Partly cloudy conditions in Cairns and Newcastle. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.